Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. This morning, spectacular photographs, videos, and eyewitness testimonies streamed into Dark Matter News and the internet at large. They depicted one thing in common, what some users would describe as fireballs, lasers, plasma force fields, and even crazy-looking clouds over South Florida. It would be one of the biggest mass UFO sightings on record, with viral images sweeping across social media. Until witnesses were disappointed to learn that their accounts were related to none other than the NASA Atlas V rocket launched at Cape Canaveral. According to a press release by NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Atlas V's payload was the MUOS 4 satellite. MUOS 4, or Mobile User Objective System, is the fourth in a series of U.S. Navy Next Generation Satellite Systems for ground communications of U.S. forces on the move. The Atlas V was introduced by United Launch Alliance in August 2002. It was developed to provide launch services to the U.S. government and is part of the Atlas program, which in total has logged more than 600 launches to date. The feedback and quality of the reports on the object before it was identified demonstrates an impressive collective of curious individuals always looking up towards the skies. Good work. And we've compiled many of the images that were sent into Dark Matter News throughout the day today. Lots of images and videos for you to take a look at darkmatternews.com. And a big thanks to Haunted Skeptic for compiling all this information together throughout the day and creating a terrific report there on the website. Check it out. Got news tips? Send them to us at darkmatternews.com. Alongside Night, the movie to see this summer. This is a prophetic tale written three decades ago. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules and star of the hit movie God's Not Dead. In a collapsing near future, America High School senior Elliot Freeland searches for his missing father and family. But this puts him in between the grips of an out-of-control government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. This movie is packed with action, twists and turns, and an eye-opening message of hope. If you see only one movie this summer, make it Alongside Night.
The three-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
Two have been arrested for blowing a substance known as zombie drug into faces of victims. Two women were arrested in Paris, charged in connection to a string of robberies, alleging that they had used a powdered form of powerful alkaloid drug scopolamine, also known as devil's breath, to seek out unsuspecting locals on the street. Sources report that the drug was blown into the victims' faces, who would subsequently inhale it and become unaware of their surroundings. According to reports, police said two women from China had asked victims to take them back to their homes. One victim lost an estimated $113,000 worth of cash and valuables. Similar reports of the drug's use for robbery in South America last year prompted U.S. state officials with the Bureau of Diplomatic Security to release a travel warning to individuals planning to travel into Colombia. Historically, scopolamine was reportedly used during the early 20th century by world authorities as a sort of truth serum when it was discovered that women receiving the drug during childbirth were more likely to be candid with physicians when asked certain questions. The degree to its use in counterintelligence during the World War II era remains a mystery, though Czech authorities admitted to administering the drug discontinued its use in 2009 due to its numerous adverse side effects. Signs of the end times? Apocalyptic tendrils reaching out across an unseasonably dry summer? A massive hailstorm struck Mexico on August 30th, leaving four dead and dozens injured. In several cities throughout Mexico, substantial damage has taken place when an unusually fierce hailstorm crashed through the streets, where it reportedly swept cars down streets, tore down billboards, and toppled street signs. According to Mexico Governor Aruvial Avila, among the casualties were two homeless and one young baby. 2 inches of rain fell in a 90-minute period, which is three times more than the rate at which some of the towns can drain the water, and in some areas the hail stacked 5 feet deep. Although exaggeration may be at play, with officials stating roughly 3 feet deep being the deepest pile they've found. The storm and subsequent flooding caused thousands in damage and left many wondering if this is just a glimpse of what the rest of the year is going to hold. Visit darkmatternews.com for more in-depth reports, videos and photos, and discussions. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Dark Matter News.